Last time we had a chance to open the sugya of hamtana, how you deal with having basar and gavina one after the other. We had a chance last time to focus on the sugya. Yeah, that's an interesting question. How can we talk about gavina more than chalav? I think it's largely a practical issue, although when we get to the Ramah and Sif Beis, we'll have to see if it has specific implications also. But no one makes a meal out of milk. So I think that's, but they did make meals out of basar, and you can make a meal out of gvina. So I think that's just it's largely, I think, just a dibur behove. Especially since the Gemara talks about misu de lasuda. You can have a meal of cheese, you can have a meal of basar, chalav is something you might drink with your meal. So yeah, I think it's largely a question of dibur behove. But let's return to your question when we get to the Ramah in Sif Beis. So last week we were focused primarily on the sugya, and the idea was to then today come to open Shulchan Aruch and see Halacha L'maaseh. So let's remember where we were, and let's briefly recap what we had seen last week. And then we're ready to jump in. The biggest issue that emerges from the sugya, the Gemara had spoken about what you do when you have basar achar gvina or gvina achar basar. As we saw, the opening of the sugya, kuvdal and beizan to kufhei amiral, if the first two segments were about the sort of cleansing you would do, cleansing of your hands and cleansing of your mouth, kinuach vahadacha for your mouth and tefillah sedayim for your hands. And then, in the middle of Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara begins to raise the question of waiting, of Shehiyah, of Hamtana. And the Gemara also, for the first time, raises explicitly the issue of differentiating between which one came first, differentiating between Basar first versus Chalav or Gvina first. So the largest machlokas or rishonim that we saw last week, number one was a machlokas between Rabbi Tam v'si'aso versus the Rambam v'si'aso, or if you like the two terutzim in Tosis and Kuvdal and Beis, and that was, do you always need to wait between Fleshix and Milchix or not? The first day in Tosis, which is aligned more or less with the Rambam of the Rif, held that yes, you absolutely have to wait between Milchix and Fleshix, and there's no way to avoid that. And if there's a discussion about Kinuach v'Hadacha, that's going to be the other way around. Either it's talking about Oph is different, or it's talking about we have Gvina first. Gvina first, there's no need to wait, but you need to cleanse. You need Kinuach v'Hadacha, and you need Tefillah Sedayim. Rabbi Tam was of the opinion that no, that when the Gemara says you have to wait after Basar, that's one option. You can either wait or you could cleanse. So that was a big machlokas. And we had seen again a follow-up machlokas, as I mentioned, Rambam versus others. If you hold that waiting is absolute, is it even absolute by after eating Basar Oaf or only after eating Basar Behema? And that was because of that Gemara Kuvdala, the opening Gemara, about Agra, the Ofu Gvina Nacham Bat Bikor, and that led some Rishonim to say, well, you're allowed to eat cheese after poultry without waiting. So that was the one issue. Is there an absolute need for Shehiyah, or can you substitute something else for Shehiyah? And then the second major issue was how you in terms of the details of Shehiyah. So the Gemara had said on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, granted at the shear of Misudasa Lasudasa. And then we saw Machlokas what that means. Tosus had said that means Mamish, one Suda to the next. If you end your Suda and you begin a new Suda, Silek Ubeirach. If you clear Bizman Balia, Bizman Gemara, you actually would move the table away. Bizman Balia Tosus and Bizmanenu, we have full-size dinner tables. Full-size dining room tables, so you don't move the furniture, but it means you clear the table off and you bench. You have to end the Suda, but that's it. That's the approach of Tosus. While the Rambam said, it means the Shear's Man, the amount of time you typically would have between their the two daily seudos of the Tkufas HaTalmud between brunch and dinner was around 6 hours. So that was the second issue, is how long is the Shehiyah? And then there's a third issue, was Machlokas Rashi Rambam in terms of the reason for the Shehiyah. Does it have to do, as Rashi said, because it's a Moshech Tam, because there's going to be flavor and grease stuck to your palate and stuff further down your throat? Or is it, the Rambam says, the concern of Basar Shebein Shinayim, that you may have some bits of meat caught between the teeth? So those are the three questions about Shehiyah. Is there any way to substitute for Shehiyah, number one? Should we differentiate between Basar Behem and Basar Ofen in terms of that? Number two, how long do you have to be Shohei? Number three, why do you have to be Shohei? And then there was also, we had seen last time, the Gemara had a lot of discussion of details in terms of when one needs Kinuach V'Hadacha, exactly how you go about doing that. What sort of foods you have to eat, and so on and so forth, in order to affect an effective Kinuach V'Hadacha. So let's turn to, with that in mind, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch takes a stand on those first three issues, one after another. Simen Pei Tes Sif Aleph. Ochal basar afilu shel chayv yof lo yochal gvina acharot. If you eat meat, even if it's basar chayv, even if it's basar oaf, you're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. So right away, number one, he's taking a stand on issue number one, like the Rambam and the Rif in the first day in Tosfos, against Rabbi Tam and the Bahag and the Balamar, that waiting after basar is absolute. And in terms of the sub-point there, he's assuming, like the Rambam, that's even absolute after Basar Of. Even after you eat chicken, you have to wait 6 hours. Achi Yisha Shei Shos. You have to wait 6 hours. So that's taking a stand on that second issue. So Mechaber is passing like the Rambam against Tosfos, that it's a Shir Zman. Then he goes on to say, Afilu Shah Kishir, if you did wait the 6 hours, Im yesh basar bein hashinayim tzarech lasiro, you have to remove any meat that remains stuck between your teeth after 6 hours. And, if that's the right preposition, and the halois latino tzarech lahamtin, if you chew for a baby, you have to wait. So what's this all about? So I take a look in the tour. The tour here explains that the last two issues are nafkaminas in issued in machlokas number three. Machlokas number three is machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why do you need to wait? Whether it has to do, like Rashi, with the tam hanimshach, or has to do with, according to Rambam, with the basar shebein hashinayim. So these are both nafkaminas in opposite directions of what's going on here. Shulchan Aruch is following the Torah team machmer like both. Dahainu, lois latinok. So chewing for a baby, that was the old-fashioned way of producing baby food. Before Gerber, you made your own baby food, and you made your own baby food before we were as concerned with germs, or before we knew as much. So parents would just chew the food and then give it to their baby. A different sensibility. But be that as it may, lois latinok is an example of a case where you chewed food and then you don't swallow. It could also come up, let's say a person starts eating a piece of meat and then they realize that there's ice cream coming. So they decide to spit it out. It's not worth having the flesh. Right? The question is, are you ready fleshic? Your fleshic is when you chew, or you only become fleshic once you swallow. That's really the question. Bisman Ahem, Bisman Balayatosis, the most common case of chewing but not swallowing was Lois Latinok. So the Torah explains, so that's not a problem according to Rashi, but it is a problem according to Rambam. According to Rashi, you only become fleshic once it goes further down, and something that gets, the flavor is going to, set in to deeper down the throat or the palate. The assumption is you just chew, particularly your front teeth, and you spit it right away. So that doesn't make you fleshic according to Rashi. According to Rambam, it's a basar shebein hashinayim. As soon as you start chewing, it's a problem. So we're machmir like the Rambam, that lois latinok is already fleshic. Le'idach ki, so we're also machmir like Rashi, about the Basar Shmei HaShinayim. How so? The Gemara spoke about Basar Shmei HaShinayim. Right? The Gemara said Basar Shmei HaShinayim does count based on the Pasuk in the Chumash Bamidbar. However, here's the rub. The Rambam had said that Basar Shmei HaShinayim is the reason why you have to wait 6 hours. What does that mean? What does that mean? So what that means, and the post can understand, how's waiting 6 hours help? Right? If you say like Rashi, as the flavors are going to disappear after 6 hours. If you say like the Rambam, Basar Shmei HaShinayim, so what does it help to wait 6 hours? You mean after 6 hours it disintegrates? It's not between your teeth anymore? Maybe. But experience shows that if you don't have a piece of floss handy, there could be stuff that stays between your teeth and annoys you for more than 6 hours. So Poskim say, what the Rambam means is not that after 6 hours there's nothing left physically between your teeth, but that after 6 hours, whatever is left doesn't count al-pidin. In other words, if meat that sits in your saliva for 6 hours between your teeth loses the status of basar. It's now parav. It's no longer fellatio. So the whole point of the Rambam is Basar Shmei HaShinayim matters, as the Gemara said, but only within 6 hours. Once you wait 6 hours, anything that stays in your teeth for more than 6 hours no longer counts. Now it's parav, for all intents and purposes. So according to the Rambam, you might not even have to remove it. It's a little strange to be eating pizza when you have a piece of some stringy meat left between your teeth. But that's the whole point. I'll be then after 6 hours doesn't count. So we're machmer like both, and that's what these two issues have to do with each other. On the one hand, we're machmer like Rashi, that if there is Basar Shmei HaShinayim, it retains its status of fleishik even beyond 6 hours. And le'idachi is machmer like the Rambam, that lois latinok, you already become fleishik as soon as you begin to chew, even though it didn't get deeper down your mouth. And that's, Ramah continues to talk about that, the opening line of the Ramah, in Matzah Acharkach Basar Shmei HaShinayim u'Mesiro. So in the second last case Shulchan Aruch discussed, this meat sitting between your teeth more than 6 hours, you're going to have to remove it before you have milchiks. Sarach la'diach piv t'kob shiyochol gvini, should also rinse. That's what Ramah says, according to Ran. However, as the Shach points out in Sivkat and Beis, you have to remove it, but it does not restart the clock. It doesn't restart the clock. Excuse me, it's the Shach and Sivkat and Gimel. U'meisiro. Kasaran, de'in zaruch she'ir she'shos mi'osos man she'meisiro ela me'achila. Okay. Even though, because man of Shach, you remove meat more than 6 hours after you eat, you don't have to wait again. It doesn't restart the clock. There was a piece of meat in your mouth, but according to Rambam, it has no status at all. Even according to Rashi, it was fleishik. But again, according to Rashi, you only become fleishik because it went down your throat. So there's a piece stuck between your teeth. You pull it out, and that's the same as lois latinok. So that's why when you remove meat that was stuck between your teeth more than 6 hours, miman of shach, you don't become fleishik again. And you just remove it, you rinse, and then you're ready to have milchiks. And the discussion we had before, by the way, about these two cases and how they're one, they're the two nafkaminas, the machlokas Rashi Rambam. So it's the tour, and the Shach and Sivkat and Beis discusses that at some length. Okay, then the Ramah. So the opening law of the Ramah, he's just continuing that discussion that the Shulchan Aruch had. About this third issue, the machlokas in terms of why you wait between milchiks and fleishiks. But then the Ramah says, let's go back, let's reach back a little further to the earlier issues. Machaber said you must wait between milchik and fleishik, between fleishik and milchik, and you have to wait specifically 6 hours. The Ramah says, Yeshomrim, that's not the case. Yeshomrim, the ain't tzrichin lahamtin sheishos. Some say you don't have to wait 6 hours. Rak biyadim silik uberach, birkas almazon, mutra de kinuach vadacha. You have to finish your meal, and you have to have kinuach vadacha, and then you're good. It sounds like he's passing like Tosus on Dafkuf Hayim and Alf. That suda is literal. You just need silik uberach. You just have to end the meal. you clear off the table, you bench, and then later on you're ready to begin again. You don't need suda l'suda, means literally a new suda, not a period of time. That's a major kula. And then the Ramah says, well, haminag hapashut b'medinas elu, the common practice in 16th century Poland was what? Lahamtin achar achilas basar sha'a achas, to wait 1 hour after eating fleishik, ve'ochlen achar kach glina, and then you can eat cheese. Wow, an hour. Where does the hour come from? Or what does that mean? But he goes on to explain, miu trichim levarech gam kebir, because I'm mazin achar basar, you have to bench as well. Da'az havi kisuda acheres. Because, again, that's what Tosus had said in Daf Kufayim Ralf. See, sud lo sud is literally misud lo sud. So you need sila kabir. You have to actually end the meal. Does havikas sud acheres? The mutar leechol ledivrei hamekilim. That would allow you to eat it. Not according to the Rambam, who wants 6 hours, but according to Tosus. And below birkas amazon lo mahani hamtana shah. But waiting an hour without bench is not going to help. In other words, the Rambam says you go to a wedding, and then after the main is the second dance. So Ramah says you can't have, if an hour passes between the main course and dessert, or forget about a wedding. You know, some people's Shabbos sudas run shorter, some people's Shabbos sudas run longer. Mm-hmm. So we finished fleishiks, and then we were schmoozing and we were talking, hopefully Divrei Torah and Zmiris and whatever else was going on. And you look at your watch, it's been an hour since we finished the chant. So can I say, if I follow the Ramah, if I follow the Ramah's minhag pashat, can I say, well, it's been an hour. We finished the chalant at 1:15, and now it's right 2:15. So can we have can I get the milchag ice cream? Ramah says, no. You have to be a suda l'suda. Taisha said, you have to have suda. It has to be a new suda. So you having dessert an hour later doesn't help you wait an hour. It's still the same meal. Below Birkas Amazon says Ramah Lo Mahani Hamtana Shah. Okay. But Ein Chiluk Ahim Tana Shah. Called Birkas Amazon Zah. It doesn't matter whether you bench before or after. In other words, you could wait an hour and say, oh, we want to have milchiks. Okay, we'll bench, and then we'll have the milchiks, as opposed to having benched an hour ago and there was an hour lag between meal and meal. Either way is fine. And he says you have to, if anything's stuck between your teeth, which would be more of an issue if you're only waiting 1 hour, so you have to remove it, okay? And then it goes on to say, some posts were not so excited, but when you're benching in order to have milchiks, you're benching, sounds like, from a hilchos brachos perspective, it's perhaps a little suspect, sounds like bracha shen tzricha. Is it bracha shen tzricha? You're ready to eat again right away. I say, no, that's a bracha tzricha. That's why I want to bench. But the Vilna Gaon actually explains to Oschas, forget about Hilchos brachas, it's a baser b'chal of concern. Those who weren't excited by benching just to eat gvina, says Vilna Gaon, kemosha kasav t'ches, kemosha kasav toser sham im silek v'chulei, v'zeh ein silek. Where's the siluk? You weren't masala. You didn't end the meal. You're just going to bench and eat right away. That's not siluk. Siluk, that one means literally you're clearing the table. And also that it actually is functionally the end of the meal. So you end the meal, an hour later you want a snack. Mela. But you're going to sit around and say, oh, let's bench so we can have, and Ramah just said you'll be fine to, you wait an hour, then you bench, then you have milchiks. Some weren't so excited by that because you're benching, but it's really the same meal, which means both from the Bracha's perspective and from a Basar B'chal perspective, you're essentially continue your meal, although mm-hmm. you've benched. So that's problematic on both ends. Tosus was talking, yes, Tosus was talking about a case where you actually, and you really ended your meal. You had a fleishig lunch, and you ate lunch at 12:30. You were done at 1 o'clock. You benched. You went to work for an hour. COVID style, right? You went to work for hour means you walk downstairs. You walk downstairs from the kitchen to the downstairs office. You worked for an hour, and now you want a snack, or now you need a coffee. So according to Ramah, you had lunch. You legitimately ended lunch an hour ago. You've been doing other things. Now it's 2 o'clock. So Ramah would say that. So then you legitimately, according to the Ramah's hour, go ahead and have a latte with real milk. But here, you're in the middle of the meal, you're just waiting. Right, here it's... Exactly. If you just pro forma, I'm going to make a show of ending, but Lamaisa would just be Nimshach, who have been schmoozing after the main course for an hour. Oh, let's bench so that we could have milchiks. It's really the same Suda, which again is a double problem. It's not Misuda L'Suda, so it's a Bas B'chal problem. And it's a Brach Shanetricha. What type of benching is that? You're benching so you can eat again right away. And then the Ramah says, really, it's not proper to pull the shtick. People aren't so careful. And then he ends, V'yesh medakta kin laham tishay shos achar chiz bas l'gvina v'chein nachon lasses. There are those who are careful to follow the Mechaber the Ramah, Mechaber the Rambam, and the Ramah said that's really more proper. And the Shach Sivka and Ches is sharper than the Ramah on that point. Kotzimar Shal, the Chayroi Las is a Chol Mi Sheyesh Bo Reach Torah. Anyone who has the Shmek of Torah, anyone who's an all learned person, should stay far away, the Marshal said, from this Minag Pashat of an hour. And so let's back up a little bit. Let's try to understand what's going on here. The Ramah ultimately recommends waiting 6 hours, and the Shach vigorously expects it, and that is, I think, nowadays universal among Ashkenazim. Sfaradim have always had 6 hours based on the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and among Eastern European Ashkenazim, I think it's also universal to wait 6 hours based on the Shach. And Marshal, even the Ramah at the end says he would recommend it. The Shach Marshal said, absolutely, you must. And while the Western Europeans still maintain the version of this older minig, Ashkenaz, that the Ramah recorded, the minig of waiting an hour. So many Yekkas wait 3 hours. Among the Dutch, Itaka wait an hour. And the Talmud Yeshiva, who does indeed wait an hour. That is based on this Ramah. Now, so the Ramah had said, Nikar Dinonit Siluk Ubirech, Taisvis and Kufay, right? The literal definition of Misud Lusuda. We had discussed before when we opened as issue number 2, the question of how you define Su'uda. Is it Vav Shaos or is it literally Misud Lusuda? But the Ramah again had thrown in a chumrah and then a kula within this. And his chumrah had been that you need an hour. Where did that come from? Where did that hour come from? The kula had been, yesh omrim, that you could bench at the end, you're not really finishing your meal. So how do these two things work? So the added hour, the taz is I should point out, the taz is concerned in both directions. The taz isn't really sure what to do with this hour. The taz is very tamea. It says a long sivkat and beis. Well, what's with the hour? Where did an hour come from? Kinuach v'adacha, right? Siluk ubirich. Whoever said an hour. So he quotes this hour. Maybe there are people who do it, but there's no basis for it. The Gra, though, does give you a basis, and the Shach quotes it later on as well, but the Gra quotes it right here. Sifkat and Vav. He says, Haminag is Benuya al Divrei HaZohar, Parshas Mishpatim. The Zohar Mishpatim, it's originally quoted by the Beis Yosef, Remember we mentioned last time that the Beis Yosef here tells you, I discuss here in Petes, he tells you I discuss most of this in Or Chaim, Hilchas Seuda, Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. So there in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Beis Yosef quotes with this Zohar, which appears here in the Gura, and later on in Sivkan Tezayin in the Shach. The Zohar speaks about it's inappropriate to eat both fleshiks and milchiks. O b'shaita chada, o b'suda, suda sachada. You shouldn't have in the same hour, nor should you have in the same meal. Either way, it's michla kechada. Either way, you're eating it as one. So this Zohar is the source for adding on, in addition to avoiding the suda l'suda, you're also going to try to stay an hour apart. So that seems to be the source. Al pi Kabbalah, al pi Zohar. Now, then the Rama goes on, though, he said, on the other hand, to say, you know, ein nizharim b'zeh, that many are not careful in terms of really making it two separate seudos. So how do you understand that? How do you understand that? The Tasa Sivkan Gimel, what does that mean? Ava ein nizharim b'zeh, lo yadatim v'samchu b'zeh. Well, they rely on Ikra Kula, Svila Kiyesh Omrim, Das Tosus Ravya, that what? That you need a Silek Ubirich. Lomani Birk Zamazon, he goes on to say, Elokishapar Silek Atzim and Asuda Shalbasa. That's to be a real end to the meal. Ilu Kanlo Silek Atzim and Achila. They're not stepping away from eating. Adraba, Mechinim Atzim Achila Acheres. You've been seeing the fleshik meal. You've been sitting and schmoozing. I say, now let's move on to the next course. Let's have milchik ice cream. What's that mean? Birkzah mazlum ani klum. Renim tisha eila mashi ismochu. Osem neged divri ha-talmud lefi kol ha-deis. The Taz minces no words. There he says there's nothing to rely on. Ha-yari dvar Hashem yachta atzim ilay shevim ein shein azarim b'zevim sibachas. You don't belong at such a meal. You shouldn't be even eating with people. Even if you're not doing this, how can you be part of a meal, how can you be part of a party where this sort of irresponsible behavior, connected I did, is going on? Get out, says the Taz. So Taka, how would we... Yeah, sure. No, this is all about fleishiks before milchiks. We're going to get to milchiks before fleishiks in the next sif. We'll get there a couple of moments. So the Taz raises a strong point. It could be the one defense of this approach, if this is meant to be defended, now the Rama mentions it, he doesn't mention this approach particularly favorably, but initially he did. He originally said, Ein chiluk, ehintin ashaq, kon birkas mazar achakach. Then later on he says, Yesh medakta kibnat, but ein isharin. Rama does seem somewhat open to this. So it could be that what's going on here is perhaps, I was thinking, the rejecting the Shulchan Aruch, now the saying that you don't have to wait, can be based 6 hours, can be based on one of two different approaches. There are two different sheets of Tosas. And we started by saying, there's one machlok is Tosas and Rambam, is waiting absolutely required? The second, and that was machlokas that appear in Tosas and Kuf Dalam Beis. The second issue, also machlok Tosas Rambam, but this time it's Tosas Kuf Hamad Aleph, was assuming you have to wait, how long do you wait? So up until now, we've been handling with the second machlokas. And, we're assuming you have to wait, but the amount of time is only misuda lasuda, literally. Siluk ubirech. Right? And that's what the Taz says. If it's not actually a siluk, you're just benching, but then you're moving right into dessert. So what type of siluk is that? So he says, not only you're not relying on the Rambam 6 hours, you're not relying on Tosas as siluk ubirech. It's not misuda lasuda, in other words, according to either shita. So what's the comeback? The comeback might be that this shita holds that we're not relying on misuda lasuda at all. Maybe they're following me on Tom. That there is no need to wait, period, if you did kinuach v'hadacha. Now, maybe we're going back to toast to this shita that says you can bench after the hamtana. Is maybe that they don't really want that... Perhaps they wouldn't even necessarily mikra din insist on the bench at all. Maybe they would say, yeah, it's really that we it's really Rabbi Tam's approach to Ofu Gvina, Nachal Bapi Korin. The Ofu Gvina garnish, Yoiv Nikinuach Vadacha, Basar Gvina Nikinuach Vadacha, or Suda Lasuda. If you have Kinuach Vadacha, then you don't need any Hamtana whatsoever. Perhaps that's Pshat in the Mekilim that the Ramah is quoting. They're all like Rabbi Tam, so they don't require Mesuda Lasuda according to either definition, assuming that you do, you're Kinuach Vadacha, perhaps. But again, if you're going to require Shah Achas, that is in line with the Zohar, and the Zohar did require that you also be Shalom Misuda Lasuda. So, what appears to emerge is that Lamasi, even if you're going to be Dutch and follow the position of the Ramah, the Minhag Pashut of the Ramah, Lamasa, we would still require number one, wait an hour, and number two, presumably it would require, I think, we would advise being makel to be tocha seuda, or even to have a pro forma benching. You'd say you should have a real benching and a real siluk. And again, the Eastern European Ashkenazim have, perhaps because of the Marshal and Shach, come around to reject this kula. When the Ramah says Minhag Pashut, he presumably means Poland. He lived in Poland. In Poland, in the 1500s, they were Mekel for Avotan HaShah, but probably since the Shach and on, we are not. So the Maisa, we would require 6 hours. So one exception is worth noting. Is the Pischei Tshuva. In the latter half of Sifkat and Gimel Pischei Tshuva, he quotes a Chasam Sofer that we are willing to rely on the Ramah b'makam choli, even cholik tzas, he says. Even if you're somewhat ill, even if you're not a chola, of course not sakana, but chola she ainbo sakana could rely on the hamtanas shah, and it sounds like even cholik tzas. As if it's for therapeutic, if a person is not well, cholish ein bo sakana is a technical term for which will allow us to be make on certain yisun drabbanan and clean amir la'akam. But cholish ein bo sakana has a definition that a person is not able to function normally. He's bedridden or otherwise not able to function normally. Stam, I have a bad headache, but I'm going about my day. That's not a cholik sas. That's just what we call mechush bi'alma. So mechush ba'alma, you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Mechush ba'alma, you're not allowed, is not grounds to be mekel on Amir Lanachri. But the Chasam Sofer says if it's a significant mechush, person has a bad headache, and there's some sort of a milchik therapeutic that will help, and you're fleshik, so you could wait an hour and then have the milchik therapeutic. So that's an important kula to be aware of. Yeah, it's an interesting point Eric is making, that Gemara had mentioned Mar Okva's father as the greater Machmir, that he waited 24 hours, and Mar Okva puts himself down, I'm just Chala Bar Chamra, so what happened to that? On the page of Shulchan Aruch, I don't think it appears. But if you open up the Darkei Tshuva, which is a sort of like a Mishnah Berurah style collection of a more recent poskim, inspired by the Minkach Rebbe, it's Yair Shapir of Minkach. Around 100 years ago or so. So he wrote the Darkei Tshuva on the first 200 or so Simanim of Yerodea through Nida Mikvos, or through Nida. I don't remember if he covers Mikvos or not. So he collects a lot from Chassidish Svarim, Hungarian Svarim, and then also non-Chassidish Svarim, non-Hungarian Svarim. So he does quote Samu, I think he quotes some. It seems like there was a debate amongst the Talmidei HaRizal. What was HaRizal's Hanhaga? At least some recorded that the Arizal wouldn't eat milchiks on the same day they ate fleishiks. So that may already be a reflection of this chumra of avud mar ukva. But I think the point that you're making that the chumra of avud mar ukva doesn't really seem to make it the page of Shulchan Aruch at all. That may reflect what we mentioned last time. Shechter quotes the Balei Musar. Shechter has this in the Hagdama to Bikvatzon, that the Balei Musar say Mar Ukva was in Machmir because it's not right to skip steps. The Chumras have to align with where one is up to. That's why Mar Ukva didn't say, well, I'll do like my father, I'll wait 24 hours also. No. Even though he recognized that was a higher Madrega, but that was a Chumra, it was a Midas Chasidus. Certainly it was not Mikra Adin. And he wasn't a Bal Madrega for that. So, okay, so once you have that awareness, if Mar Ukva was not a sufficient Bal Madrega to wait more than 6 hours, so then maybe absenting the Arizal, the vast majority of Talmidei Chachamim in later generations will certainly not be, a B'nai Madrega for that. So that's probably why it doesn't get caught. That was there were rare Tanaim who were on the Madrega to be Machmer to wait longer. So that's not going to come up.